morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th. In Norman.
When you see feral rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Feral rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium wheat production system, driven by Aggressor herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. House Democrats say they're sincere on wanting to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, key for the U.S. agriculture industry. However, key Democrats are pushing for further delay past the congressional August recess. Ways and Means Chair Richard Neal last month on Democrats' demands for tougher USMCA labor and environment protections, calling the demands too important to rush. Neal's comments were followed by Trade Subcommittee Chair Earl Blumenauer a week later. Listen.
The renegotiated NAFTA presents a rare and valuable opportunity for the United States, one that is too important to rush.
And after that, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling for a surgical reopening of negotiations on USMCA, whose approval would be seen as a political win for President Trump.
It's about the substance of the agreement, not the politics at all.
Pelosi's comment was responding to U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer's push for a House vote before campaign season heats up. Meanwhile, Trade Chair Blumenauer now tells the Hill newspaper of the White House pre-August recess target. That's their problem. We've told them what our interests are. Hill Republicans like Iowa Senator Joni Ernst are showing signs of frustration.
It's been 281 days since the USMCA was agreed to. Mexico has already ratified the deal, and Canada is in the process of ratifying the deal. So now we need pressure on Speaker Pelosi to actually confirm that she will bring it up and that she will be supporting this initiative.
Almost 1,000 farm and food groups have written congressional leaders to ratify the USMCA, worth an estimated $2 billion plus in new U.S. agricultural sales. In other news, a new outlook from Rabobank says African swine fever impacting pork production is balancing trade for poultry. The latest report on poultry found the sector has experienced gradually improving market conditions in the first half of 2019, and the trend is expected to remain over the coming months. The report says the main driver for the market improvement has been a more balanced supply in key trading markets like Brazil, Thailand, the U.S., and the European Union. The gradual improvement has come despite global trade volumes being disappointing due to ongoing trade issues. Rabobank says China is the best performing poultry industry, with exceptionally high poultry prices due to the shift from pork to poultry as a result of the worsening situation from African swine fever and with very low breeding stock levels. However, the report says the Chinese market situation will have limited impacts on the global market if China continues to not allow more imports of poultry from other nations.
You got farm news on Ron.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to cattleu.net.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.